Well, Indiana is in the middle of another COVID spike. Thousands of people are being reported with COVID every day, and sometimes over 100 people are dying per day. And this is causing a lot of anxiety for the people who actually have to work in the hospitals, people who actually have to work around people who have coronavirus. Paul Gianfrido is the president and CEO of Mental Health America. Paul, my mom is an RN. She lives with this anxiety every single day, just like thousands and thousands of healthcare workers across the country and in Indiana. Can you tell me about what this does to a person having to be around coronavirus patients every single day?
Well, you've seen this close up with a family member who's a frontline worker this way. You know, a lot of us are worried in the general population about, you know, COVID-19. And for some of us, that worry transforms to anxiety or depression. But for the frontline workers, you know, some of the reasons that they're experiencing stress to the level they are, some of the reasons that they're experiencing anxiety and depression to the level that they are, is because they're experiencing sadness to a much greater extent. That's one of the things they've told us in our survey, sadness to a much greater extent than the rest of us are. So we have to recognize what a toll it takes to be on the front lines and seeing people who are dying every single day, who are very ill and may recover, but are very ill every single day, and to be worrying and to be stressing over the fact that in some instances, you know, we're still not paying attention to the advice that the nurses are giving us, the advice the doctors are giving us to wear our masks.
Yes. In fact, I was talking with someone who works in a hospital just yesterday, and she was saying, well, it seems like you've just got to go into this thing every day with a prayer on your lips.
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, you know, again, people need to understand, you know, across the country now, we have, what, well over 90,000 people, you know, hospitalized with this on any given day now. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, they're on a wing and a prayer. And I know the frontline workers have looked at this, and they were the ones, you know, 6 weeks ago telling people, be careful. And then understanding that this is what was going to happen, you know, if people weren't careful. So, you know, you're left with prayer because people are not taking care of themselves, which means, and this is the important part, it means that we're not taking care of our frontline healthcare workers as we should. We're putting too much burden on them when we don't take care of ourselves.
I'd like to ask you now, what do you think can be done to take care of those frontline healthcare workers better? What can we do as people who are not having to deal with it like they are that they would appreciate?
Yeah, well, you know, again, as a family member, that, you know, trying to take care of somebody, you know, when they're off duty, having taken care of everybody else, is sometimes hard. You know, they still want to jump in and kind of, you know, play the leadership role there. But one thing we can do is say, you know, this is a time to rest, you know, and you've got to build more time, you know, into your personal time to be able to rest and recharge and rejuvenate. But their employers also need to be making certain that people take advantage of the employee assistance programs that are available to them and have access to those plans during the workday. And they also need to make certain that they're looking at the schedules that people have and they're looking at the stress they're putting under. And maybe, you know, I can't do much today for that person. That maybe tomorrow or the next day I can figure out how to give them a little bit more time, give them a little bit more of a break, because we're running this marathon that we're only halfway through at best here. You know, 9 months into this, we've got at least 9 months of caregiving to go. Even if we get the vaccine out there, people are going to be getting sick for many months to come. And so figuring that maybe at best we're halfway through, we need to take into consideration what it is we need to do to get people into the second half of this marathon they're in the middle of running.
Sounds almost overwhelming just thinking about this only being half over.
Yeah, you know, and it can be overwhelming, and we're putting so much hope into the vaccine, and that will help, and it will help our healthcare workers on the physical health side dramatically as the vaccines come really first to them. But the, you know, the rest of us, you know, need to be just recognizing what our role is in this and in taking care of them, and knowing that the vaccine's not the only answer out there. People will still continue to get sick, and they're going to continue to need care.
Where can people go to find out more about this survey that was done by Mental Health America?
They should come to mhanational.org/frontline, mhanational.org/frontline. And they can get the survey results, and they can get a lot of tools and resources on that site as well to help them take care of others and to help them take care of themselves.
All right, Paul Gianfrido, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.